Yo, yo.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage, and I have a very special guest with us today. Introduce yourself, sir.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian Holiday. Feels weird to be back in the studio. I haven't been here in years, but you were not wrong. As soon as I started, I kind of just remembered where everything was.
So happy to have you. Brian was a extra special donator to Maiden Voyage during the 2022 CJLO funding drive.
Yeah.
So because he donated, he gets to take over the show today.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I've wanted to do this kind of odd little groundhog shout out. Specifically,
yes.
Because
it's a holiday.
You know what? It's funny because... It very much became more of a holiday for me during the pandemic, because I would watch Groundhog's Day because everyone kept saying how the pandemic felt like Groundhog's Day.
Oh, the actual movie.
Yeah, the movie. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yes. So I watched the movie and then started and then on February 2nd specifically, I was like, I'm going to watch the movie every February 2nd. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I just started watching time loop movies on February 2nd. And then I actually today legitimately took work off to watch time loop movies.
Wow.
Because I have vacation and they're like, you need to use it. And I was like, cool.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, you know what? This is my new favorite holiday.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a day off.
I'm just going to burn a day on Groundhog's Day now.
So which time loop movie did you watch?
I meant to watch a time loop movie. I thought it was a time loop movie. I watched Love Forever. Or no, sorry. That's the name of the song from the movie. Long Weekend. With Zoe Chow and some dude, Finn something.
I have never heard of that.
Me neither. 2021 film. It's about a time traveler who travels back in time and starts dating a guy who went through a mental breakdown. And then he thinks, and all his friends haven't met the girl because he's kind of just only hanging out with her.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends start to be like, I think your breakdown's coming back. And he's just like, no, she's real. And then I don't want to spoil it, but
interesting.
Yeah, very interesting film. Zoe Chow was fantastic in it. I love her. She's such a fun actress. And it has a lot of actors from, what was that TV show? Happy Endings.
Also a show I've never watched.
Oh, I like that show.
David Duchovny's in that?
No, Happy Endings is Damon Wayans Jr. and Adam Pauly. And there's like a bunch of other people.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of, is it Californication?
Yeah, I love that show. Great show.
Yeah, I was thinking of that show poster of him shirtless.
Yeah.
So when you said happy endings, I was like, oh, yeah. That's obviously what that is.
Oh, Duchovny.
Yeah.
Remember when he was married to Taya Leone and then said, I'm a sex addict? And everyone's just like, what? What are you talking about?
I don't remember that.
A lot of people are very upset with that because it was just like, you're married to Taya Leone and you're a sex addict. It's like, yeah, try and just be with your partner. No, a whole lot of cheating. Duchovny.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah. That's a fair statement.
Was a time.
That's a fair statement. Yeah.
So why don't you explain to our listeners what the concept of the show is today?
Yeah, so I was... I've always wanted to do a time loop type show where the idea, there was two versions of the idea. One where you pick one song and play every cover, like as many covers as you can in an hour, kind of like the idea of the song looping, but throughout like different multiverses, I guess. And then the other idea was an actual like loop, but again, kind of a multiversal loop where it's like you pick a song and then you play a set of songs, and then you play the covers of a set of songs, and then you play the covers of a set of songs again. And I actually went with the latter, and I call it the Bay mix because it's Blackbird and Eleanor Rigby and Yesterday by the Beatles. And those are three of their most covered songs. So each set is going to be a cover by a different artist of each song.
Love it. A multiverse of madness, perhaps.
Horrible
just so,
movie.
But... just so everybody... Actually, I still haven't seen it.
Oh.
But just so everybody knows, Brian's also wearing his Groundhog Day t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I do see a little groundhog
staring
out at me.
Yeah, February 2nd.
Yeah, it's great. So shall we do the first segment, and then we can dive into some Groundhog Day news?
Yes, the first
and,
segment.
And thoughts...
Yes, yes.
Of this important day, Brian's favorite holiday, we all now know. On CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Maiden Voyage. And what's the first section?
So the first set is the original songs by the Beatles themselves.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go.
Groundhog Day. bird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the line of a dark black. For this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go. yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Need some new hip-hop or R&B to add to your library? Tune into Purple Hour every other Friday at 9 a.m. right here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal. My name is Megan Dams and I host Purple Hour, and I started the show because I grew up in Toronto and wanted to bring more of the hip-hop and R&B that I've grown up on to the Montreal scene. So you'll be sure to hear lots of independent Canadian talent as well as bigger name artists from both Canada and all over the world. I make sure every episode to search high and low to find the best beats and the most exciting and talented artists to tell you guys about, so it's always a fantastic show. Once again, tune into Purple Hour every other Friday at 9 a.m. right here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal.
From February 9th to the 11th, the Musical Circuit Tavern Tour is back. More than 70 artists from Montreal and beyond will take over the bars of Avenue Mont-Royal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. Come and see Of Montreal, The Sadies, Joe Sauvage, The King Kong and Barbecue Show, Adam Green, Sophia Bell, Lydia Lunch Retrovirus, Backwash, Dream Crusher, Frankie Rose, Odonis Odonis, You Do Right, Loren, and many, many more. Check out the entire programming and buy your tickets online at taverntour.ca. Tavern Tour is presented by La Casse des Jardins du Plateau Mont-Royal.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Maiden Voyage, where today we have Brian Hot Doll.
Hot dog? Hey man, I'm not mad. A buddy of mine asked me to be a part of a project he's doing, and he wants the character that I play in the project to be Brian Hollywood.
Okay.
And I was just like, man, how many different H, like Brian H names are people going to throw at me?
Well,
Brian
now you Hot have dog. A new one, Brian Hot Dog.
Let's do it.
Brian Doc Holiday on the board, giving us a Groundhog Day special.
Yeah.
Playing three different Beatles songs and their various covers, and it is going to be quite the treat today. So you just heard the first three Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Brian, do you want to walk us through your choices there?
Yeah, so I call it the Bay Mix. Blackbird, Eleanor Rigby, and Yesterday. B E Y.
Oh, that Bay. I was like,
Bay. Yeah,
Bay is an A.
No, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Bay is in like Queen
Beyonce.
Bay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was trying
Even though you know how you and I feel about Bay.
Yeah, I'm a Kelly Rowland kid myself. All day, every day. Queen Kelly. Anyways, I love Groundhog Day. Bill Murray is a entertaining actor, comedian. I know he's been getting himself in a little trouble recently. Hopefully he can stop being an idiot so I don't have to burn my shirts, but you know, we'll see.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know about some sad news today.
Oh, what happened?
In the Groundhog State of the Nation.
Wait, we got to play the Groundhog. Groundhog.
Today, it was announced that Quebec's groundhog, Fred La Marmotte,
Fred,
dies before he could give his prediction. And Global News is telling us that he had no vital signs.
Oh my God, that's so dark. Why would you say that? Why would they even write that in the news?
And actually, Brian, here, the Global News is answering all of our hard-hitting questions because we were discussing this in the car, and I was like, Brian, we got to wait. We got to save the news for the discussion on air so that Maiden Voyage adoring listeners can hear it along with us.
Let's deliver.
So we were wondering, like, did he die during hibernation?
Right.
Or Brian was like, did he die in the hole that they put them in before they crawl out?
So for those of you who don't know.
Hashtag animal rights. Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil gets put in the hole before he pops out. He doesn't live in the actual hole that that he pops out of. So I was like, well, did Fred die between when they put him in the hole and he was supposed to pop out? Like, I was so sad at that idea.
Yeah, but apparently Roberto Blondet is the organizer in Val d'Espoir, and he made the announcement today, and he said he went to wake him last night. He had no vital signs.
Aww.
So he most likely died during hibernation, but then now that he maybe it's a translation error, but yeah. Framing it, he most likely died during hibernation also then makes me feel like he did take him out into like a little hole. Anyways, very upsetting.
By the way, we're not laughing because we're mean people. We're laughing because this is such an insanely ridiculous situation.
We're laughing. I was about to say, we're laughing with him.
Yes.
He's not laughing. He's dead. but also, did you know that groundhogs are called whistle pigs?
What? No. What a weird name. Whistle pig.
But apparently last year he had predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah. Today, we don't know what he was going to do. But the celebrations carried on as normal.
Right.
However, there were some other groundhogs that did give predictions.
Yeah.
So we have, and actually this was controversial this morning, Alberta's Balzac Billy.
What a name.
So this is the groundhog that I grew up with.
Okay, cool.
And I always thought, like, you see images of groundhog on the media, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine posted to a group chat this morning being like, someone on Wikipedia is slandering Balzac Billy because they changed the name to Balzac Billy.
Oh, no.
We were like, no, we have to defend Balzac Billy. But then it turns out that it actually is a man in a mascot suit. And that Balzac Billy's based on a gopher. Which, okay. I was like, yeah, there's so many gophers in Alberta. This makes total sense. But I like could have sworn growing up that it was a real
groundhog.
Gopher.
Oh, okay.
Not a man in a...
in a suit.
In a suit. But he's not real. He is a man in a suit. So then it was like, okay, I guess that Wikipedia edit does make sense because a lot of people don't like him because he is a man in a suit and he's not an animal. But then we would then say for the animal rights people, what do you want from us?
Right.
Here's Balzac Billy. And it was based off of this like really sketchy taxidermied ground squirrel that they had in the 70s. And then they made it into a mascot. But he is the most accurate groundhog in North America. Apparently he has an 88% chance of being correct.
Sorry. The guy in the suit is
Balzac Billy.
Yeah.
Some respect on his name.
Sorry.
Yes.
88%?
Yeah. And just for some Alberta lore, Balzac is 24 kilometers north of Calgary, for those wondering, near Airdrie. Yeah. So he apparently used to get death threats.
Oh, God.
And now he's made his return in recent years and he pops out of a burrow
and
gives the thumbs up or a thumbs down. So today, and then they do it like a annual breakfast, like in the summer, Calgary Stampede Breakfast. So they do the same in Balzac for.
That was so good when I went the one time.
So today he's predicting an early spring in Alberta.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting.
Jealous.
But then I'm like, should I give all the predictions now? Or
go ahead.
Wait until the... But then we're being thrown for a loop here.
Okay.
Because Nova Scotia, we have a emerging contender that is not in the groundhog realm.
Okay.
And in Nova Scotia, they are now trying to push a lobster onto us.
I love how
from
weird
Cape
this
world is. Sable Island, and her name is Lucy.
Okay, Lucy
and
Lobster.
She's making her own predictions. But she also agrees with the New Brunswick and the other Nova Scotian groundhog on 6 more weeks of winter.
So
Balzac Billy out here saying early spring, but then everybody else is saying more winter. And then Quebec is just signaling death
and
destruction.
Yeah.
So
in true,
we're
in
not
Florida of Canada.
Yeah.
Quebec
yeah. So like for our Western listeners, success. Happy for you.
Jealous.
For our East Coast listeners, sounds like it's going to be cold. For us here in Quebec, Godspeed. Good luck. Go with grace.
On that note, let's play a more upbeat version then.
We're good. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. Birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. In the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. But do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people. But do they all belong? Look at all those lonely people. Look at all those lonely people now. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people. Church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people. Do
can mean he meant all the lonely people, duty will be long. Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely
people.
I want somebody to tell me all the lonely people.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, give us the rundown.
That last set was Billy Preston doing Blackbird, Ray Charles doing Eleanor Rigby, and Marvin Gaye's Yesterday. That one's a vibe.
Yeah, that one was good. I actually wouldn't have necessarily, as we were kind of like talking and tuning out while it was playing, I wouldn't have pegged that as Yesterday until I actively was listening to it.
Right.
I liked that he did it completely, like, yeah, quite differently.
I feel some of the best covers are kind of an homage as opposed to just a, like, shot for shot style. It's like, I'm going to try and sing this exactly like you did. Marvin really went for something different, which I think is nice. And even Ray Charles's Eleanor Rigby is like, you know.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
I admit I have not listened to Ray Charles a lot, but I really liked that.
And
apparently Marvin was also shot.
Yes.
We have from
from the gallery.
A commenter here.
Yeah, we were talking about how John Lennon's legacy is what it is, mostly because he was assassinated, not necessarily off of his talent, which I don't think is an unfair thing when you look at a lot of the stuff he was doing. You know, he left his wife, was abusive to her, the first one, left his kid. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're with Yoko, you start this whole thing, love is love, the whole anti-war thing. But then you kind of just get bored and start dating your assistant who looks like a younger version of Yoko.
And yeah, then, I think if he had lived, he probably would have. Cause, I don't know, what is kind of the public perception of Paul McCartney right now? Or like Ringo does his own thing,
right?
And no one really. But you know what I mean? I feel like he wouldn't have had this.
No.
I think rabid legacy that he has in a way, which I guess is kind of something that happens when one is assassinated.
Yeah. I think Paul's legacy is people kind of have a little bit of pity because he went through that whole thing where he married someone who was pretty much out for his money.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, like he lost the love of his life. He ends up with someone else. And then I know a lot of people were saying, oh, it's so sad because he wrote the song When I'm 64. Now that he's 64, he's single and divorced and lost his. And I was like, oh, God, y'all are just. That's
Stella's thriving.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you
girl
go.
Boss.
Yeah. Sometimes you go through a lot so that your kid
exactly
has better. And
my hands look like this so that your hands can look like this.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's such a nice way of putting it.
You've never heard that?
No, that's good.
Brian, the memes. Look after. They're good. Do you remember Baby Yoda with nails? Like with a full
yes,
set?
Yes.
There's memes like that where it's like my, you know, I'll curate some for you.
Hit
after.
Me. What was the thing I said in the car that you're just like, oh, I've never heard that. Oh, I'm trying to remember now.
No idea.
I can't remember. Sometimes you just, so much going on.
Listeners, if any of you can feel that, call in. 514-848-7471.
Like I said, so hopefully in some alternate reality, those songs were potentially written by those people. And that's the, you know, there's some radio station in the multiverse that played that set first because that was the Beatles.
The original versions. Yeah, my household wasn't a Beatles household. Growing
Beach
up.
Boys?
My parents, no, not actually. Even? Okay. I love the Beach Boys, but no.
Stones?
Elton John.
Oh, that's good. I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, not a boy band. But,
Yeah. The ultimate, but I mean,
no, I just love. I just laugh to myself because I know that people would hate, but they are boy bands. That's what they're.
Oh no, they are. Yeah. Like, listen, folks need to understand. This is something because I curate playlists for a living, which is kind of a weird thing to say, but that is my job. And we talk about the genre of pop all the time, and there is a distinct switch where pop music stood for what is popular, and it was different genres of music that made pop music. And then in the 90s, that turned into a specific sound, and pop became a specific sound of its own. So you have like the Backstreet Boys, the NSYNCs, the Britneys, the Christinas.
Bubblegum pop.
You're right. So that sound that a generation of kids grew up on is so different from what other people understood as pop. And then, you know, I've had conversations with my, you know, one of the people in the gallery here that we talk about regularly where it's just like, well, you know, not the legacy of pop for the 2000s is not going to be the same as the legacy of pop from the 80s. Like when you look at who was nominated for like Grammys in the 80s and then you look at who's nominated for Grammys in the 2000s, you're like, all of these songs are bangers in the 80s. Phil Collins, Lionel Richie, like all of these people are just like their legacy goes on. Like you're never going to forget them. And then the new ones are just like artists that even though I work in this industry, I've forgotten about them.
Well, I feel like music awards shows haven't. So I feel like the Grammys used to be like very like akin to the Oscars. Like you'd be like the Grammys is the Oscars of the music world or the Oscars are the Grammys of the movie world. But I feel like music ceremonies, award shows, have not held up against the clout and like influencers in the same way that Oscars have. I mean, Oscars also have their own version of pandering, but I feel like they have been like fairly rigid in the sense of like, it's been a struggle to get superhero movies into the Oscars.
Right.
Like, there's still a very like rigid structure of like what
the idea of exactly. an Oscar movie.
Whereas I feel like with music ceremonies and the Grammys, like that did not happen, and you do see these artists or songs that, like you said,
very good point.
I couldn't even tell you what was at the Grammys last year. Yeah. Like just very random.
Yeah.
Like it's
you make
based on what's popular.
Yeah, 100%.
Now you add TikTok into the mix, yeah. and that changes everything.
Oh my god, I get the TikTok charts for work, and those charts are so weird.
Like, mm-hmm.
yeah,
because you're just getting 15
right.
second clips of the song,
right.
30 seconds, 1 minute, and then. Now that they're engineering songs for TikTok, you get this 1 minute of a song that doesn't even sound like the rest of the song.
Right.
Because you're listening to it. Yeah, it's a
That's,
brave new world out there.
Such a valid point. Yeah. Yeah. When I remember talking to a bunch of people and telling them that Top Gun Maverick got a Best Picture nomination, and they were all just like, really? And I was just like,
yeah
because, you know, and I know I've been told that Top Gun is a fantastic film. I haven't seen it for myself, and I look forward to seeing it, but
do
it's
you?
Just the idea. I have to say that because someone's in the room who will get upset if I don't.
Yeah.
But Top Gun as like the idea of Top Gun as like a blockbuster is such a like specific style of movie that, like you were saying, other Oscar films aren't necessarily in line with.
But it went viral on TikTok of Miles Teller dancing shirtless.
Oh, that yeah.
So
hey, Miles Teller's really put in the work. He looks good.
Yeah.
So
well, his wife too really really
oh yeah
reposted every single
work.
Like restitched every single video of women and men thirsting over him, and I was like, wow, you have a lot of time on your hands. You are putting in the work here.
Love it.
So actually, I had only really thought of it now, as that's probably one of the reasons. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm.
The subtle campaigning that we're
Speaking
seeing,
of campaign,
yes,
let's
exactly.
not even go there. But I got the next
the campaign for the next Marmot next year.
I have the next set up for us: Blackbird, Eleanor Rigby, Yesterday by Sia, Aretha Franklin, and The Silvers, respectively. Let's jump into it.
Love it.
There we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
I believe. Fatal Attraction, CJLO's most mysterious, surreal comedy talk show, every Friday at 2 a.m. That's right, I'm officially a vampire. Tune in to hear me play music by queer artists of color, talk about self-care and feelings, and sometimes interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
Well, she's a real cool sister, but I'm thinking she's a little uptight.
Have you just arrived in NDG? Do you want to learn French? Are you looking for a job? Would you like to get to know your neighbors better? Since 2012, Bienvenue à NDG has been welcoming people newly settled in the neighborhood by offering support to orient themselves, integrate, and feel at home. Supported by the NDG community, Bienvenue à NDG is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to facilitate the integration of immigrant persons into the community life of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, as well as into the host society, and to promote intercultural relations. Our services are free, and we can serve you in more than 20 languages. Join our community. Feel free to visit our website, bienvenuendg.ca, and make an appointment with our integration counselors, in partnership with the Government of Quebec.
And we are back.
Bye-bye.
I wish I could sing as well as the Silvers.
Mm. I can.
That was the Silvers, man. That one I like. How do you feel about that Sia cover of the Blackbird?
Sia, I think, writes bangers.
Right.
And I think that she has actually one of her albums I really loved in high school. It's the one with she draws crayon on her face. I can't remember the name of it. But honestly, I don't think she does covers very well because her voice is so particular.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
That's fair.
To be honest.
That's from an alternate timeline where that song probably doesn't do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But The Girl You Lost to Cocaine.
The Girl what, sorry?
You Lost to Cocaine. Old Sia banger.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know.
Of her own music.
Okay.
She had that phase where she was putting out her own albums and then she was just writing for everybody.
Right.
And then she came out with her Chandelier album.
Right.
With Maddie Ziegler or whatever.
And she had decided, from what I understood, that she wasn't even going to continue to perform. What the story is that she was the what's it called? Reference voice on a song. And the voice was so good. Her voice was so good. They asked, "Can we just use your voice on the song?" And that song became a hit. Was my understanding.
Okay.
So she was like, "Oh, I'm just going to continue writing because it's easier.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing so well writing songs for people. I don't feel the need to try and like release my own music." And then she did so well, mm-hmm. and I don't remember what song that was. I think it was a David Guetta song.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, early. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got a nod from our one listener in the booth with us.
But yeah, Diamonds, great song.
Yeah,
written for Rihanna.
Right. Yes.
Written by Sia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that cover. Not a huge fan, but yes, that cover of Yesterday was amazing.
Yeah, the Silver. I really like the Silvers.
Where did you say you'd found it?
I just looked. So to make this, I looked up the top covered songs in the world. And the list of 25 songs was had multiple Beatles entries, actually. And then I was just like, okay, well, which songs do I think would be the easiest to do this with or had the most covers? Yesterday I knew was the number one. Eleanor Rigby, I knew Aretha Franklin did. So I was just like, I really want to play the Aretha Franklin one. So I knew Eleanor Rigby needed to be there. And it was a nice surprise to find the Ray Charles one at the same time. And then Blackbird is, as I meant, we were talking about earlier, one of the most popular songs for people to learn on guitar. So I figured would also have a lot of nice covers, which led me to find the Billy Preston cover, which was the first one that we played earlier, which I think is a great version. So
Yesterday is the most covered song of all time.
Yeah, there's four, according to whosampled.com, mm-hmm. there are 498 covers that span from 1965 to 2023 for Yesterday alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, in my head, I initially was like, that sounds small, but I guess it's no easy feat to cover a song of the Beatles.
Right.
And pay for that.
Yes, that too. Good point. I didn't even think about the price mm-hmm. tag on it. I just thought of the fact that people just want to cover
it. Unless maybe MJ gave it away for free, but
yeah. Oh, true.
Honestly,
Michael Jackson.
He could.
Yeah,
I feel like he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Cover it.
I'm just gonna go play with bubbles over here. Y'all do what
exactly.
You want to do. We have our last set here with Jose Feliciano for Blackbird. which is very hard to find, was a very difficult one to find. Mm. And then we have Oscar Peterson, because we have the Oscar Peterson Hall at the Loyola campus. Yes. And Oscar Peterson does a cover of Eleanor Rigby. And then ending us off is Gladys Knight's cover of Yesterday.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Brian. It was amazing to have you. Such a fun theme.
Thank you. Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day, everybody.
Happy Groundhog Day.
R.I.P. Fred LaMamotte.
R.I.P. Fred.
On to bigger and better things.
Yeah. You tell them in heaven if there's going to be sunshine or sunshine.
Well, I had said maybe he predicted six weeks more winter because hell froze over. Sorry, Fred.
Fred's like, I'm out. That's so funny.
Sorry for insinuating you.
To hell, all right, so I'll start this off end us off. Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast, and
awesome.
Take care, everybody. It was fun to be back.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. A blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your doggone life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your doggone life. You were only waiting for this crazy moment to arrive. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the dark of the long black night. To the long black night. Dark black night. A blackbird, blackbird, a blackbird, blackbird in the dead of night.